Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Okay, wow, stupid humidity, it makes it uncomfortable to sleep, and then I don't want to be too cold, I don't want to get sick, because I'm supposed to go to the hotel to, you know, do the final class, and it's been uncomfortable. It's like totally been uncomfortable. That's why I haven't practiced yet. I know I could get a lot of practice at the hotel if I wanted to. And they said it's not going to be an all washout all day, but it's off and on. Real life. No perfection here. Well, except for the media day yesterday. I still can't get over the fact that I was on two big stations with a lot of people who listen on. Both of them are live, but I'm still trying to get a copy of the interview for my press clippings. And, wow. But, I am pretty doubtful about today. Hey, I'm going to the heart doctor, so I don't know if I'm going to have to wait another 45 minutes and then possibly put rain off and on. And I don't want to waste another time just staying at the waiting area. And I am not positive about this one. I'm definitely not positive. It would be a surprise if I actually get to see the doctor today. I would be in quite shock. And, you know, if it happened again, then I mean, I don't know what to say. They just won't get what they need. The one for where I had to go all the way to the west side of St. Louis County. They won't get what they need because I'm not waiting all day, and I'm getting anxious, and I have anxiety enough as it is, to the point of, you know, it just triggers me. It just literally just triggers me. The fact that I was on time for the appointment, then everybody else was called before me, and then they tell me I have to wait 45 minutes. Yet I was on time. I mean, wow. And then this time I got to go all the way up to the 8th floor of the building. So, if I had to leave, I would have to wind up going all the way down the elevator. And I hope I don't go the wrong elevator like the time that I went to my regular doctor, one of my regular doctors that didn't want to help me with my moderate scoliosis. And I got lost that time because I went on the wrong floor. I don't go that often. So. The stress. I mean, I know I could rest the first night. Or I could play a little bit. And then, you know, it depends upon the weather. Oh my God. This is crazy. Why does the humidity have to bother me so? Why? 85 degrees, but it's humid. Right now it's already 73. So. My ride's supposed to pick me up at 10:40, something like that. I have an alarm set, but I'm still up. I mean, maybe the anxiety is killing me because of what happened at the last time, only when I had to go on the west side of St. Louis County. And I don't know how the day's gonna go. So, the careful I am today is going to be tell the story. Because then I got a break in the action on Wednesday, because Thursday is the day. Wednesday or Thursday? I think the 10th, I got to go to the hotel. Okay. And it seems like today is the 8th. Yeah, today is the 8th. And then, yeah, Wednesday is the 9th. So I got a break in the action on tomorrow, Wednesday. And I go to the hotel on Thursday, which is the 10th. I was fine. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. You're really catching real life yet, ladies and gentlemen. I know. I'm the comedian. I'm the one that's teaching class clown in a few days. And I already given Royal Advisor Zach a copy of the slides for class clown. I don't know if I'm going to be using them, but people can request them if they need to be. But because I don't have the equipment that I need. I mean, I'm only working on a cell phone. I'm working on a cell phone, okay? Everything on the cell phone, the podcast, the campaign, you know, the TV is on my cell phone, the radio if I wanted to is on my cell phone. Everything is on the cell phone. And it's ridiculous. I mean, I still wish that they could have had me spoke in Nashville, which I've already got the flight, and all I have to do is save up for the hotel. That's all I had to do. But I already got the flight. I wish that I was speaking in Nashville, because the resources are right there. All the help is going to be right there. And I got to be stuck working on a cell phone. Go figure that out. And then on top of that, it's raining. I don't want to get sick before the trip. My anxiety levels, stress levels, you know, they have the stress cards on medical from 1 to 10. Mine is 20. 20. I'll never look at 45 the way the same way again. I mean, it's ridiculous. My stress level is 20. So, I'll tell you what the day was, if it's successful or not. And you'll know if you hear who passed, who failed, if it goes wrong. We'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm.